This is Luke 11, 37 to the end of the chapter. While he was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of extortion and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give for alms those things which are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. Those you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and salutations in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like graves which are not seen, and men walk over them without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying this, you reproach us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses and consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.' As he went away from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard and to provoke him to speak of many things, lying in wait for him to catch him at something he might say." We have strong words from Jesus against the Pharisees and lawyers. He's at a meal at a Pharisee's house. It starts off with, "Can't believe you don't wash beforehand." That was one of the traditions of the elders, one of the practices that the Pharisees had adopted that weren't in Scripture, but that they had a rigorous code of these certain practices that they held similar to, on par perhaps, with the injunctions of the Scripture. So the Pharisee comes at Jesus, and Jesus calls him a fool and begins to express the many ways that's the case. The lawyer tries to back him down, and Jesus brings several woes to them also. It's important, a couple things, I think, to look at here. One, the Pharisees in particular are a group that we can just put into the category of bad religious people and sort of put them as the other. Now, the Pharisees were really and somewhat the spiritual leaders of God's people. The priesthood was political and often not very good spiritual examples. The people were looking to the Pharisees for the most part because they were known for their rigor in following the law. The Pharisees have put themselves forward as defenders of the faith and as teachers of God's people, as examples. And Jesus has harsh words for them, not because they would like to have a strong spiritual life, but because of their hypocrisy. As servants of the word, as committed Christians, we should find ourselves much closer to the Pharisees than we often see. It's easy to put them at an arm's length. And what Jesus is calling out is the practices of men that are designed to give us place and pride and honor rather than turning to the Lord. It's important to look at what Jesus says. So when he talks about tithing, he chastises them for tithing all these 10% of your cinnamon, 10% of your pepper. If we went up to the kitchen and said 10% of all that we have is the Lord's and started measuring out our spices, that seems really over the top, way too rigorous. What does he say? This you should have done too. He doesn't say this is over the top, guys. What he says is you ought to have done this without neglecting the more important things of the love of God and justice. We want the Lord's condemnation of the Pharisees to excuse us from a rigor in our faith, but what he says, those things, rigorous faith practices, we ought to have done those too if they come from the Lord. But the Lord needs to be first, love of God and justice. He doesn't condemn going to the synagogues, but he condemns using that as a chance for our own image and our vanities to be built up. It's the best seat and the salutations that are received that are the problem, not going to the synagogue and praying with the people of God. We can't make Jesus just be a figure saying, have balance in your faith. Have a well-balanced faith. He's saying there is only one balance, and that is the love of God and justice first. And from that, all other things should flow, including tithing, including praying with the people of God. We have to be careful of not doing religious things so that we're seen, thereby become like tombs that are whitewashed, that people are going to be in danger of from. A whitewashed tomb will make somebody unclean, unfit, because they do not know that they've touched it, and then they cannot come into the Lord's presence or bring condemnation down on them. We don't want to be those who look holy on the outside and are rotten on the inside. What the Lord is calling us to is having our insides renewed, having the inside of the cup be clean. I would recommend that as we reflect on this passage, we don't get caught up in our religious practice. The Lord commends some of these things here in this passage, but it's secondary. What we look at is the inside. Lord, why am I a disciple? Why am I a member of community? Why am I a servant of the Word? These are not for me to be built up. They need to be for your glory, for the building of your kingdom. Help me to see any place where there's hypocrisy, where there's looking to myself rather than to you present, and we will be duly chastised as needed and helped to put the Lord first, as he promises.